From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The State Department says it is trying to see and talk to a U.S. Army staff sergeant who was taken into custody in Russia Thursday, accused of criminal misconduct. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The Army confirming Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black was detained by Russian authorities late last week in Vladivostok on charges of criminal misconduct. Russian television saying the charges against Black involve beating a woman and stealing from her. Black's arrest also comes as the U.S. is working to free wrongfully detained journalist Evan Gerskovich and businessman Paul Whelan.
Black's mom tells ABC News her son went to Russia to see a Russian bartender he met in South Korea who was deported back to Russia. Big storms being seen in Oklahoma on a night with a warning. ABC's Mola Lenghi.
The National Weather Service issuing their highest warning, a particularly dangerous situation for large, long-track tornadoes for parts of Texas, Kansas, and most of Oklahoma. Our Oklahoma City affiliate, KOCO, tracking supercells.
Pay close attention to this storm. Listen to our language very closely. Listen to our tone and be ready to seek shelter if a tornado warning does come out on this.
It's the fourth tornado outbreak in 4 weeks, with many of the same areas under threat.
Emory University in Atlanta has moved its graduation ceremony 20 miles off campus in a move to avoid disruption from pro-Palestinian protests. And Emory senior Izzy Munson.
I'm just really sad, you know, in the year of 2020, so the pandemic uprooted our entire senior year of high school and didn't have a graduation for that. And then freshman year here was completely online.
Gaza ceasefire talks are at a critical stage, says the U.S. Hamas claims it's accepted a proposal today. Israel saying there are gaps in the plan, but that it'll talk about it at negotiations in Cairo. Former President Trump warned about possible jail time for violating gag orders. You're listening to ABC News. A man from Texas faces murder and kidnapping charges after this brazen attack.
Harley Cisneros and her friend, Taryn Allen, both 23 years old, were at a neighborhood park near Clovis, New Mexico, when someone showed up Friday and started shooting, killing both women and wounding Cisneros' 5-year-old daughter. The killer also is thought to have left the scene with Cisneros' other child, 10-month-old Aliyah. Now the FBI says the baby has been found and she's safe.
Our Jim Ryan. House Speaker Mike Johnson and some of the lawmakers threatening to oust him will come together once more on the Hill tomorrow.
After a nearly two-hour meeting with House Speaker Mike Johnson, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she plans to meet with the House Speaker again Tuesday. Joining her will be fellow Republican Representative Thomas Massie. The two have threatened to oust the Speaker, but the motion hasn't gained much support among their colleagues. When pressed on whether she still plans to move forward with her motion to vacate, Representative Greene said, quote, "We'll have more information tomorrow." Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Brazilian officials say at least 83 people were killed and dozens more remain missing in the country's catastrophic flooding. Nearly 150,000 have been displaced. Vice President Kamala Harris in Detroit today announcing a new wave of grants for small and medium-sized auto parts manufacturers. The White House says this $100 million deal will help pivot from manufacturing internal combustion engine parts to parts for electric vehicles. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.